Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, and the Mysterious Press present The Empire of Night by Robert Olin Butler. Read by Ray Chase. Chapter 1. I know a stage door Johnny when I see one, and I know a tough guy. This was no Johnny. I had my reasons not to look at the facade of the Duke of York's, and perhaps that's how I came to notice him down the alleyway on the south side of the theater. The midsummer's late sunlight was almost gone, and the play-going crowd was hubbubbing at the front doors, and here was this lurker in the shadows around the corner, on the way to where only the company of actors was supposed to go. He'd crammed a bouncer's body into a three-piece serge, and his trilby hat was pulled down and tipped forward. I gave off pretty much the same impression, I realized, but I wouldn't want to see somebody like me down this alley either. He was turned sideways and looking in my direction, probably thinking similar thoughts. There was nothing to do about it. Sniffing around on the sly for my government while still trying to more or less sniff the same way for my newspaper had made me excessively suspicious of my fellow man. I would have been a busy guy indeed if I'd tried to deal with every mug who put me on edge. The Trilby and I stared at each other for a long moment, and then he broke the gaze and slid away down the alley, fading into the shadows. I shrugged him off and figured it was time to go to my seat, which meant I had to face the wired sign thrusting out over the Duke of York's portico. In my coat pocket was a ticket for the front row of the stalls, so I had to deal with this. I turned. The theater event.